The Rays and Yankees continue their series at Citi Field, and after falling behind in the top of the first inning, the Rays will flex some muscle against Sonny Gray.
And Gray deals to Kiermaier, who hits one to right center and deep. Gardner back on the track at the wall, and she is gone over the wall at right center. On the first pitch by Gray, Kiermaier homers and ties the game. A resounding beginning for the Rays. Kiermaier's 12th home run, his 35th RBI. And just like that, we're tied at one.
Whoa, that was really a shot. Gardner went back as far as he could. You could hear that off the bat.
The pitch is a high pop up and back at third. Longoria has room near the stands, and he made the catch and tumbled onto the tarp down the third baseline. Really nice catch by Longoria, two away. Pitch is line, leaping grab by Miller at second. Almost got it over his head. Miller made the leaping grab. Frazier got back to first, two away.
And a couple of nice plays by the oft-maligned Brad Miller tonight at second base.
Now two away, and here's the other Frazier, Clint. Now the 1-1. Swung on and lined in deep right field. Going back and making the nice catch is Souza. Souza caught the ball over his shoulder as he was on the track. So Clint Frazier hit the ball very well. Souza ran it down. Really nice catch. One away, and the pitch is a fly ball to left center. Gardner looking up, and that ball is gone over the wall. Echevarria homers to left center field, and Tampa takes a 2-1 lead.
And wouldn't you know it, he struck him out twice. We had told you yesterday, because Echevarria had a really good night last night. We'd seen him before. Really, last night he had a double, a single, a triple, and there tonight he gets the home run.
And he didn't miss a home run by too much last night. I didn't think the ball was going to go that far. Gardner and Ellsbury went back. They have a fence within a fence here because they cut down the size of the ballpark. It was too big. And that ball not only went over the first fence, it went over the permanent fence into the crowd. A heck of a hit by Echevarria.
So the Yankees see their three-game win streak come to an end, and they now trail the Red Sox by four games for the top spot in the American League East. Here's the Yankees skipper, Joe Girardi.
You know, there's been a number of starts. We haven't scored a lot of runs in his outings. I thought he pitched a really, really good game. And most of the times, two runs, you know, you give up two runs in eight innings, you're going to win the game. But tonight, it wasn't meant to be. He was ahead in the count with this, mixing up his fastball and his changeup, and he was putting away a lot of times with his curveball. The key for him, though, I thought, was he was ahead in the count a lot. And when we did get the run early, we made him work, and he had some long counts. He has pitched really well for us. And it's unfortunate, but over time, that's going to work out when you pitch that well, because, you know, sometimes you can get in a little bit of a, you know, tough spot where you're on the short end of the sticks when it comes to runs. But over the long haul, if you pitch like that, it's going to work out really well for everyone involved. I mean, guys aren't going to go 2-for-4 every day. I mean, that's the bottom line. So he's a little bit off, but, you know, hitters are used to fighting their way through it and going back every day and working at it. So, you know, at some point in this stretch, I will give him a day, but, you know, I'll think about it. You know, I got a call from down below that Cash had crossed the line, and I think he had signaled before I had announced Didi. But Teddy thought I announced Didi first before he crossed the line, so I don't think it's a reviewable play. So,
Sonny Gray pitches very well despite the loss. His two runs allowed both come via solo homers, and he strikes out 9 over 8 innings.
I mean, anytime you lose, it's tough to swallow, no matter how it happens. Just hopefully you can come out tomorrow and win a series. But anytime you lose a game, it's not a fun feeling. You know, we've been playing really good baseball. The guys, we came to play today. We just came a little too short. We made a ton of unbelievable plays to keep them at one run early in the game, even late in the game. So we just fell a little short tonight, but, you know, we'll be ready. We'll be ready tomorrow. And like I said, hopefully, you know, come out and jump on them early. Honestly, the best thing that probably could have happened to me was to give up that leadoff homer. It kind of lit a fire under me a little bit. And you know, it really made me you know, turn it up a notch. And, you know, I was kind of sluggish early on and able to, once I got out of the second, they hit some balls hard right at some people. Once I got out of the second and was able to slow down and control my emotions, it was, you know, it started, you know, going a little bit better.
The Yankees muster just three total hits in this game. Starlin Castro finishes 0 for 4.
Yeah, I think I am a little bit off. So I try to, for me, the thing that I think it is I try to hit two pitch and one time. You know, I think if I got to try to hit one pitch and then react with the other one. I think now I just have it in my mind, try to hit two pitch and one time. So that's what it is, I think. It's good to know that's what I feel right now, because my body feel good, and you know, I think it come tomorrow and just try to look for hit one pitch and react with the other one. I think that's, I've been doing it all year. You know, we always have bad moment in the season. That's the first time it happened for me, so I'm gonna continue keeping my head off and keep fighting.
The Yankees can still salvage a series victory against the Rays on Wednesday when Jaime Garcia takes the mound.